So today we pray in a very special way that the victory that Jesus won over death, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. That's who Jesus is. That all of those who have died have that victory. That Jesus gives them that grace and brings them to heaven. So that's what we're praying for today. Now these feast days began actually way back in Rome. Remember they had the catacombs? Have you ever heard of the catacombs? The underground where they buried the people? And in those catacombs, there were many martyrs and saints buried who were killed in those early years when it was illegal to be Christian. So about 300 years after all of that happened, they were taking those catacombs and those graves because they were kind of falling apart, and they were trying to give them honor. So they took all the bones of these catacombs. Some of them, they knew who they were because they had names on them, certain martyrs like Saint Cecilia. But then others had no names. They didn't know who they were. But they knew that there were these great martyrs, these saints, and all these people they didn't know. So they took all of these bones and they brought them into town, and they actually buried them under the church, which we know as the Pantheon. It's a big dome and a hole in the middle. And they made the Pantheon, the church, to Mary and all of the saints. And they started offering mass for all of those people who have died, who we don't know who they are. Now, a number of years later, one of the popes said, well, we're going to have two different masses. One day is going to be for those who are saints in heaven, who are already saints and are already there. We don't need to pray for them. We just ask them to pray for us. And then the next day, we'll pray for all of those who are on the way to heaven in purgatory, asking God to bring them into heaven. That's All Souls Day. So that's how we got these 2 days today. So what is it that happens when we die? All of our cemeteries, all the graves. What happens when we die? When we die, what happens is our soul and our body separate. And that's why the body dies, because it doesn't have a soul anymore. It dies within minutes when the soul leaves. The body dies. But the soul doesn't die. The soul stays alive. The soul is immortal, right? And so when we die here, it's really just the end of life in this world. It's not the end of our life. And so our soul goes from this world to eternal life. Our soul goes either to heaven, to purgatory, or to hell. Right away, that's where the soul goes. The first judgment, we call it. Those who go to heaven are right away with Jesus. Those who go to purgatory are going to heaven. They're on the way to heaven, but they need to be purified yet. And then those who are separated from God from mortal sin, they go to hell. And they'll be there for eternity, will be in eternal life. Now, Jesus says that there's also going to be a final judgment. That's not the end of things. So at the final judgment, Jesus is going to come back. And he says that in the gospel today. And when Jesus returns, he says he will raise up all those who have died. That means the bodies of everybody who has died will be raised up and come to life again and be reunited with the soul forever. And that's why Jesus says in our gospel, he doesn't say that when you die, I'm going to take your soul to heaven with me. What he says is, no, God said that I will raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees and believes in the Son will have eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. That's when Jesus returns. And so we know that our bodies will not stay in the cemetery forever. They're going to raise up back to life. And that's why we bury the body in the cemetery. Because our body, which was a temple of the Holy Spirit, will come alive again. And so it's a work of mercy, showing the dignity and respect for this temple of God, that we bury the body in the cemetery. Now, sometimes people have cremation. Even when bodies turn to dust, God's still going to raise them back up. And in some way, we know all bodies eventually turn to dust, but he will build them back up, raise their body up again. St. Paul says it won't be a body that dies again, a mortal body like this one. It'll be a body like Jesus had, a resurrected body, a spiritual and immortal body. In our second reading, he said that. So our bodies will become immortal, eternal. They will become spiritual. And they will live forever. Okay? Now, this is why when we have ashes from cremation, we treat ashes the exact same way we treat the body, because that's what they are. They are the body. And so we must bury the ashes just like we bury the body. We don't spread them. We don't put them in lockets. We don't take the ashes and put them on our mantle, right? Because we wouldn't do that with the body, would we? And so we treat the ashes like we treat the body. We bury it out of respect and dignity that this is our body that will raise back up again. Okay? Now today, we're specifically praying for the souls in purgatory, we said. What's purgatory? Purgatory is this. We know that when we go to heaven, we will be fully like Jesus. And that's why heaven will be so great, because everybody will be completely filled with the life of Jesus in us, his love. Some people, when they die, they have already gotten there. They're the saints. They go right to heaven. Some other people, when they die, maybe they're not perfect yet. Like if I died right now, I probably would not go right to heaven. I'd probably have to go to purgatory for a little while. It's that final purification of our souls to make us ready for heaven. That's what it is after we die. How long does that take? We have no idea how long it takes, right? But we know that there's going to be some time where I still have to be purified perfectly. So, two reasons you could go to purgatory. One, I still have venial sins, and those sins still need to be forgiven and purified. Or two, I'm still attached to things in this world. I mean, think about when you go to Lent and you give things up for Lent. How hard that is for us just to give something up for Lent, right? That's really hard for us. Well, if we're attached to those things that much that even 60 days or 40 days, we can't really give them up. Well, there's probably still some purification we need in our hearts to be attached only to God in our souls. And that's what's happening in purgatory. They talk about it as the fires of purgatory, because that is painful. It's a painful thing to have that final purification, to be attached to God. But it's a good thing. It's not like hell. It's a good thing that I'm being purified in that way. Okay? So in the first reading we had today, it talked about praying for the dead. This is actually really cool. If you're listening to the Bible in a year, right now he's reading this reading from 2 Maccabees in the Bible. It's awesome. And so they said in this reading that all these soldiers died in this battle, but those soldiers had sin. And so Judas took up a collection of 2,000 silver drachmas, and they sent it to Jerusalem to have a sacrifice offered for all those people who died, to pray that they would be forgiven of this sin that they died from. They had a medallion they were wearing to a different god, not to Israel's God. So it was their sin. And he said this was a very holy thing to do because they believed in the resurrection of the dead. If they weren't expecting them to rise again, then it would have been useless and foolish to pray for them in death. But if they did this with a view to that reward that awaits all those who rest in godliness, then it was a holy and a pious thought. Thus, they made atonement for the dead, that they might be freed from this sin. So they had prayers offered in the temple to forgive this sin, and it was a holy thing. That's what we're doing today. We pray for those who have died so that either those venial sins are forgiven or that purification finishes in their souls so they can go to heaven. How do you pray for people who have died? Well, number one, you offer the Mass for them. Every Mass I offer is offered for a person or intention, and often it's someone who has died. It's the best way to pray for the dead. Number two, on this day, we have special ways of praying, and our prayers matter for those who have died. We call that indulgences. There's different levels of that, different ways, amounts our prayers can help those who have died. Today, the church gives a very special grace called a plenary, a full indulgence, that the church says, we're going to throw all the prayers of the whole church at those people who have died and are in purgatory so that they can go to heaven this day. And so today, if you go in any church and offer this indulgence, they receive that full indulgence, the complete cleansing of their soul, so they can go to heaven. All month of November, you can go to any cemetery and pray for them in the cemetery and do those things for an indulgence. There's other things too, confession, Eucharist, and praying for the Pope. And all through this month, when you visit a cemetery and do that, they receive that grace as well. And then there's other things like the prayer of Saint Gertrude, which have special prayers that saints have given us to pray for them. And so it's a very special day. We remember those, especially maybe some of you have lost loved ones in the last year. And you want to pray for them today. You love them very much and you miss them. Today God comforts us and He gives us a way to pray for them so that they can be with Jesus in heaven.